Mary was standing in the middle of the nursery when they opened the door a few minutes later. She looked an ugly, cross little thing and was frowning because she was beginning to be hungry and feel disgracefully neglected. The first man who came in was a large officer she had once seen talking to her father. He looked tired and troubled, but when he saw her, he was so startled that he almost jumped back.
"Barney,"
he cried out,
"there is a child in here, a child alone, in a place like this. Mercy on us, who is she?"
"I am Mary Lennox,"
the little girl said, drawing herself up stiffly. She thought the man was very rude to call her father's bungalow a place like this. "I fell asleep when everyone had the cholera, and I have only just awakened. Why does nobody come?"
"It is the child no one ever saw,"
exclaimed the man, turning to his companions.
"She has actually been forgotten."
"Why was I forgotten?"
Mary said, stamping her foot.
"Why does nobody come?"
The young man, whose name was Barney, looked at her very sadly. Mary even thought she saw him wink his eyes, as if to wink tears away. "Poor little kid," he said. "There's nobody left to come." It was in that strange and sudden way that Mary found out that she had neither father nor mother left, that they had died and had been carried away in the night, and that the few native servants who had not died also had left the house as quickly as they could get out of it, none of them even remembering that she was a Missi Sahib.